have developed a brain implant that can read people's minds and turn their thoughts into speech. The team at the University of California, San Francisco, says their findings, published in the journal Nature, could help people when disease robs them of their ability to talk. Huh. Experts said the findings were compelling and offered hope of restoring speech. The mind-reading technology works in two stages. First, an electrode is implanted in the brain to pick up the electrical signals that maneuver the lips, tongue, voice box, and jaw. Then, powerful computing is used to simulate how the movements in the mouth and throat would form different sounds. This results in synthesized speech coming out of a virtual vocal tract. Instead of scouring the brain for the pattern of electrical signals that code each word, the focus is on the shape of the mouth and the sounds it would produce. Professor Edward Chang, one of the researchers, said, quote, "For the first time, this study demonstrated that we can generate entire spoken sentences based on an individual's brain activity," end quote. The technology is not perfect yet, but shows incredible promise. Here, let's listen to an actual recording of the system reading its user's brain waves and saying, quote, "The proof you are seeking is not available in books.
The proof that you are seeking is unavailable in books."
As you can hear, it's not quite perfect, but keep in mind that was generated by reading someone's brain waves. In experiments with five people who read hundreds of sentences in their heads, listeners were able to discern what was being spoken up to 70% of the time. Beyond helping restore speech, there is also the more distant prospect of helping people who have never spoken to learn to speak with such a device. An example might be a child with cerebral palsy. Professor Sophie Scott from University College London said, quote, "This is very interesting work from a great lab, but it must be noted that it is at the very early stages and is not close to clinical applications yet," end quote.
Well, you can say that, but that is incredible.
You're right.
So, like, why didn't they think of this before? Because it's like my approach to weight loss this year is like, right. I'm not trying to lose weight. No, I'm trying to learn how my body reacts to certain things. So similarly, they're learning the movement of the mouth.
Right.
Like the same way, well, like part, I think about false limbs, like robotic limbs. They use nerves to actually control the hand and everything. So this is like that, but moving a false mouth in a way to make the sounds.
The interesting thing about this, though, is the fact that it's using the brain signals that would go to the mouth and voice box implies that you have to have already been able to speak.
Right. That's why they're saying eventually it will be.
Right.
So I think it would be hard to train somebody who's never spoken, and maybe that's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you might have, like, a nonverbal autistic child.
Yes.
You wouldn't be able to use this.
Not necessarily. The way it's
that's not necessarily true, though, because we don't. And there are cases, certainly, where it's not going to be applicable. And another case would be somebody who stopped speaking because of, say, brain damage that has affected their ability to generate those signals. Mm-hmm. So, but what if the signal cutoff is somewhere between the brain and the mouth and the vocal cords? What if, like, you're talking about a child who can't speak? Well, sometimes you'll see them moving their mouth, but there's no sound coming out. And so there are cases where maybe the brain is sending the signal, but maybe it's not being interpreted correctly, or maybe there's a nerve that's not functioning correctly. Who knows, right? But this is a case where it's not going to work for, it's not a cure-all for everyone.
Right.
But with 70% accuracy...
Well, here's the thing. This is the starting point. The starting point is 70% accurate.
I can't even believe they're here.
I know.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays into things like end-of-life care and legal rights as far as ability to take care of themselves. I mean, how many people have you seen their health deteriorates and they end up in a position where they can no longer communicate? But maybe,
if it's muscular...
Right, but maybe in their head, they still have the ability to process those thoughts. And it's
like ALS.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that could be very interesting.
Or somebody who has suffered a stroke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Totally cool.
Great.